AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Following the arrest and first court appearance of the suspect, now defendant Jack Teixeira, military and intelligence experts still assess the fallout from a major leak of Pentagon secrets. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman, suspected of a major U.S. intelligence leak, remains behind bars with a detention hearing set for Wednesday. Federal prosecutors said in a court filing that Teixeira's work involved supporting cyber defense operations, raising questions about his access to highly classified information. Authorities say Teixeira posted the materials in a private chat on Discord, a social media site popular with gamers. The documents were apparently there for months and circulated online before investigators discovered the leak. Christian Benavides, CBS News.
There are tornado warnings out in several Missouri counties at this hour. Correspondent Stacy Lynn now looks at the overall national weather picture.
Damaging winds, large hail, and even tornadoes are possible from northern Louisiana to central Missouri.
On our tornado condition index, twos and threes on the map.
Weather Channel meteorologist Kelly Cass.
Now, it's not a 10, which is high on the scale, but still, it's a day you should be weather aware, pay attention to the changing weather conditions.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Maine's Governor Janet Mills says emergency personnel at the scene feel there is no threat to public health or safety from a train derailment in Somerset County.
Canadian Pacific Railways says lumber cars and three locomotives derailed about 15 miles east of Jackman due to a track washout. The train caught fire, and the company says that it only involves the locomotives and lumber cars and not the hazardous materials that were also being carried on the train.
WGNE-TV's Owen Kingsley. The next development in the argument over the availability of a widely used abortion pill now expected Tuesday at the U.S. Supreme Court after a Texas federal judge effectively ordered it off the market and an appellate court stopped that but left restrictions on its distribution.
Justice Samuel Alito signed an order late Friday afternoon to put a five-day pause on the lower court's ruling while the justices fully consider the issue.
Correspondent Michelle Miller. In East Africa, in Sudan, people are reported sheltering in place. At least two dozen people are reported dead in a day of fighting between the army and a powerful paramilitary force.
There's concern now that if it continues for much longer, the turmoil will derail the transition to civilian rule that was promised after the coup in 2021. Sudan's armed forces say there's now no possibility of further dialogue until the paramilitaries have been dissolved.
That is BBC News reporter David Bamford, and this is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 45. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high of 48. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Double dip of the Earthlings on Mag Sync Radio. I love that part of the song, Jimmy K. Every time that comes out, I play it on the radio. I'm always like doing a little conga, just conga-ing away.
I love the Earthlings, and you know, being live at the Wisco, the Earthlings have played this venue so many times. Fantastic band. Hey, everybody, welcome to Mag Sync Radio on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Terry's here.
Hello. Everybody.
Rockers is now getting the stage set up.
Hello, everybody.
That was my rocker imitation, sorry.
That was a great imitation, absolutely.
It wasn't very good, but whatever.
Bob Blasica, 27 years, a Maximum Inc. We're celebrating that tonight. Come on down to the Wisco. There's a fantastic show starting at 9 o'clock tonight. Iron Plow, Carbellion is coming to Madison. They have a brand new album out. They've been signed to Eclipse Record Artist. It's going to be a great show. Plus, Carbellion hasn't played in Madison for years.
Yeah. So
super excited about that. And, of course, Wizard Hammer to close out the night. JP is still sitting at the table with us.
Right there.
Bass player for Wizard Hammer. Hey, real quick, I want to say thanks to our sponsors here at Mag Sync Radio, because without our sponsors, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. And so, but from the bottom of my cockles, thank you so much to Ignite Glass and Gifts, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen out in Sun Prairie, Forward Craft and Coffee, and Weikert Realtors Lake Point, also the Aaron Weber Group here in Madison, and the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World, and they happen to be the sponsor of Bar Notes.
And with that,
with Bar Notes right now, here's Terry Barr. Hi, Terry.
Hi there. Am I ready for my Bar Notes, or we're just teasing that Bar Notes is coming up, right?
Let's do it right now.
Oh, you want me to do it right now? Okay, hold on.
Can you chill a minute there of just chit-chat? She says. You know, often when we're in the studio together, Terry, I'm like, all right, we gotta kill like 3 minutes.
I know. And you always go, can we do it? And I say,
and then, you know, we need actually five to actually complete the
discussion we're having.
Right.
Because we often get, we could
kill a minute here.
Right.
And I do have my Bar Notes now.
See, it all worked out.
I know. So, Rob, here we go with the Bar Notes. Okay, so, hey, everyone. Yep, here I am with your Bar Notes. I have three quick notes. We try to do it three quick notes every week to highlight some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, so note number one. This focuses on two live music venues in southern Wisconsin. One is up for an award, and the other is closing. I hate to say it. Okay, but we're going to start with the good news. The Crystal Grand Music Theater in Lake Delton, just outside of Wisconsin Dells, is nominated as a Theater of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. How about that? Okay, but get this list. Crystal Grand stands against, but, you know, they made it through the nomination process, but they are still up against theaters out of Omaha, Nebraska, Salina, Kansas, Jacksonville, Florida, and the Grand Old Opry House in Nashville. Woo! But as the entertainment booker for Crystal Grand, Michael Alexander tells me, you know, we have an incredible staff, patrons who spend their hard-earned money supporting our shows. It's just so cool to be thought about and nominated, and they've made it to that final nomination process. And Michael, we agree here at Mag Sync Radio. Congratulations, and we will find out who is the winner during the ACM Awards coming up on May 11th. Meantime, oh, this is a hard one, I think, for all of us. A large, but I always considered it kind of cozy spot, which has held thousands of events the last 17 years, it is now set to close its doors at the end of April. We're talking about the Brink Lounge. It's a favorite stage for so many, including when I was lucky enough to attend Ladies Rock Camp. Our end of camp show was hosted there. Now, the Brink, you'll probably think of this when I describe this, where they're located, part of the High Noon Saloon Brass Ring Complex right along East Washington Avenue in Madison. But the Brink owner-operator, Kurt Brink, says those spots are not going to be impacted. So High Noon and Brass Ring, they will continue to operate and be open. Brink says, though, he is hopeful to reopen the lounge space sometime in the future. He says road construction and a lack of staff. How often have we heard that? A lack of staff is what is pushing him to make the decision. He says he also has had people come up to him and say, do you want us to run it for you? Can we jump in and help you? What can we do? So we'll see what happens with that. All right, note two, a reminder about an event. Oh, this one's really shaping up to be a huge tribute to the life of well-known, well-loved musician Kenny Gonzo Keith. We mentioned this last week, and we want to remind you it's happening at the Eastside Club in Madison on Sunday, April 23rd. 2 in the afternoon until 9 at night, organizers calling it a musical celebration of Gonzo. Bands like Playground of Sound, John Vecino Band, Vinyl Thunder, and so many more, all set to play this extrava Gonzo, if I may. I know. Kenny Gonzo Keith passed away December 24th last year, remembered as an Eastside Madison treasure, running a restaurant, playing in so many different bands, including Just Chillin', three-man acoustic band. Again, reminder for you, Extrava Gonzo at the Eastside Club in Madison, Saturday, April 23rd, starting at 2. All right, final note for this week. It's the Violent Femmes. Can you believe 40 years ago this week, the band's self-titled debut album was released? And in case you're wondering why we're talking about them, they're a Milwaukee-based group. 40 years, though. Ouch. 40 years.
I know. It's been a while, you know.
Man, I feel old.
I saw them perform at the barn on UW campus with the dirt floor. An observatory driver, wherever it was.
That had to be amazing.
This is back in maybe something where
I'm jealous.
It was young, but it was cool.
I was going to ask everybody if you remember when you first heard their music, and Jimmy K, that's a great story. Yeah. I was really lucky at the time. I was the music director at my college radio station, WRST, on the UW Oshkosh campus. The minute we received the Violent Femmes album, oh yeah, we put that on. We played it from beginning to end on air. I had never heard anything like it, and I still consider it one of my favorites today. Now, the thing about that very first album, it went on to be the bestseller of the 10 studio albums they've had. It has been certified platinum, and they have a special 40th anniversary one coming out soon, an album. Looking forward to that. And we've also talked to the original drummer for the band, Vic De La Renzo. We did that for Max Inc. Radio when he formed his newest project, The Drums and Cello.
Yeah.
And isn't it fun to know? The Violent Femmes, they are from Wisconsin. There are your bar notes. I'm Terry Barn. Thanks for supporting the artist playing all the notes at the bars and venues, hosting live music all across Wisconsin.
Thank you, Terry.
Appreciate that.
All right. Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We're live at the Wisco. Come down and join us. Have some drinks. Live music starts at 9 o'clock. Rob, we'll send it back to you, I believe, for some Violent Femmes.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Why can't I get just one kiss? Why can't I get just one kiss? There'd be some things that I wouldn't miss. If I look at your pants and I need a kiss. Why can't I get just one screw? Why can't I get just one screw? Leave me, I know what to do. But something won't let me make love to you. For just one day after day, I get angry, and I will say that the day is in my sight. When I take a bow, I say goodnight. Oh, my mama, 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 mama. Kept your eye on your son. I know you've had problems, you're not the only one. When your sugar left, he left you on the run. So mow my mama, mama, mow my mom. Take a look now, look what your boy has done. He's walking around like he's number one. So he went downtown and he got all my guns. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. You know you got my sympathy, but don't shoot, shoot, shoot that thing at me. Down kitchen at the top of the stairs. Can I mix in with your affairs? Share a smoke, make a joke, grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize, words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail the magic prize. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Come on, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go live in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. And oh, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City's restless, it's ready to pounce. Go live in your bedroom, ounce for ounce. I'm giving you a decision to make. Things to lose, things to take. Just as about ready to cut it. Honey, I'm gonna add it up.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Engineers, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
Brilliant!
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. There have been abortion protests outside the Supreme Court on both sides of the issue after Justice Alito ordered a temporary stop to new restrictions on an abortion pill until a decision next week, says ABC's Elizabeth Schulzing.
Which is expected to happen sometime before midnight Wednesday night. The justices will consider the government's request for a full stay, as well as abortion opponents' arguments that these restrictions should immediately take effect.
The accused leaker of U.S. military classified documents is behind bars until another court hearing this coming week. Law enforcers say Jack Teixeira showed the documents in a social media chat room. ABC's Monica Sarabdi.
According to the complaint, authorities say Teixeira began posting what appeared to be classified information on the social media platform in or about December 2022. Those posts were then shared by someone outside of that small chat group.
A large factory fire near Brunswick, Georgia has led county officials to issue an order for people in the area to stay indoors because of spreading smoke. This is ABC News.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you're listening to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Atomic Koi Cocktail Lounge. Come to the Koi and tell them you're there because Luke and Brian sent you. Then, I can spend more money on ads and help Mad Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Atomic Koi and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
This is Pat Slattery of Slattery's Automotive Service in Verona. Established in 1973, I've been servicing and repairing cars in the Madison community for nearly 50 years. You can trust me to tell you what your car really needs and fix it right the first time. Give me a call at 608-848-6123 to schedule an appointment today. Slattery's Automotive Service, your trusted choice for local service and repairs for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Sue Peck with Evolution Financial. Have you found yourself at that tipping point where you realize your finances have become just a bit too complicated? Or maybe you have so much on your plate and you'd love to focus on and support the passions that are most important to you. If you're looking for a local, independent, fee-only, fiduciary financial advisor, contact me, Sue Peck, CFP professional with Evolution Financial. Search online for Evolution Financial Madison.
Evolution Financial is a registered investment advisor with the state of Wisconsin.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Perry on Max Inc. Radio. Lots of local stuff going on tonight, and it's all happening down at the Wisco at the Max Inc. Radio Celebration for 27 years. We'll be talking to Jimmy Kay in just a little bit. And our sponsors are what make it all happen, bringing you the local stuff right here in Madison. Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations in Madison, Monona, O'Donnell, Willie Street, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned tavern, brewery, outdoor seating. Yeah, that'd be great for tonight. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com.
Rock and make your body drop. Hey!
across into my fantasy. Sometimes I'm not afraid to fall and call it like I see. What you do to me, my reality is wrong. So wrong, I just wanna see you in my den of dreams, cause I wanna see the green. But why? Obsession that I need. Sometimes I'm not afraid to try superficiality. What you do to me, my reality is wrong. So wrong, I just wanna see you in my damn dreams, cause I wanna see you free. But why?
And the loving with the good vibration. Love will come again.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Super special stuff now. We're going to play some People Brothers Band wise in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got brand new stuff from them. Never heard anywhere else. Why? Because we're Max Inc. Radio. We do that. We get connected to those things. Together, let's rendezvous. Love Electric now. New things in the 8 o'clock hour. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Defeated heart.
People Brothers Band, which you can't see right now, is Terry, Jimmy, Kay, Rocker, E-Dub. They're all down right now singing along. The hands going E-Dub, back and forth. Yeah.
E-Dub left. I don't know what happened to E-Dub. Aliens took E-Dub. The Bombastica aliens took E-Dub.
Oh. Maybe he's coming here. I don't know. I'll check for him. Maybe he's in the lobby.
How you doing, Rob? Thank you so much for doing what you do down there. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, live at the Wisco for Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Ink Rocker. Happy anniversary, brother.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's been a long time. We started the magazine in 1996. But of course, we had to stop the print during the lockdown. But we've moved it all to radio. So Max Inc. is still alive and kicking right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And tonight we're celebrating the 27-year anniversary down here at the Wisco with my band Ironplow, then Carbellion, and then Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. That's all going to start at 9:30, the bands, Jimmy.
9:30. Yeah, do it.
Rocker,
yes.
27 years.
Yes.
Here you are.
Yes.
Did you ever think we'd be standing here talking about this 27 years after it started?
For sure. Oh. I never thought it would end. So, I mean, yeah.
He had a premonition, you know? He had a premonition there's going to be this guy named Jimmy Q. And it ended up being Jimmy K, but that's all right. And then there was going to be Bar Ingersoll's or something like that. I don't know.
Many amazing people that have joined you guys along the way, and we are so grateful for all of them. But I just still find it amazing. It started as a music magazine, free on the streets across Wisconsin, and now here we are. We're a radio show across Wisconsin.
Listening to it on our phone.
Well, wherever you can.
So, you know, print was something that was, you know, I mean, we were all getting, you know, delivering it everywhere across the whole state of Wisconsin.
Yes.
And, you know, moving to radio has been a breath of fresh air, I think.
Good.
And we can still reach people, and now people can listen to music instead of only just read about it.
Yeah.
But there's still plenty of stuff to read about at MaximumINK.com. And then also, you know, you're able to hear all of our podcasts and stuff on our podcast page at civicmedia.us. So we were just there the other day uploading a whole bunch of back double players.
Right now, so many good bands featured on that.
I was just perusing through the archive page at civicmedia.us, the Max Inc. radio page, and it was fantastic. I mean, you get to kind of walk back in the time and see and hear the people have visited Max Inc. Radio Studios in the past couple of years.
And there's really only like the last couple of months up there, but we'll just keep adding and keep adding. So keep going back there. Go to the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us, and we'll keep adding there.
You know, I'm sorry, Jimmy K. I was checking out the archives on the Maximum Inc. music magazine page. You might want to just...
Yes.
I know, I can't help it. There's like 2,000 hits still on all of those old stories.
Oh, they're still all there.
People love to see it and read it and just kind of check in. What is that website, just in case people want to see those archives?
Well, you know what? If you really want to see the archives, Terry, I'll give you a little secret.
Okay, tell.
At Weichert Realty, Lake Point, over on Atwood Avenue, right? I have a room. And I have all the Maximum Ink artwork up there. I have all of the years of Maximum Ink, all the issues there to read. If you go into Weichert and you say, I want to see the Maximum Ink display, you can go check out all the magazines. They're there for people to read.
I need you to do a 360 video, sitting in your chair, just going around and around and showing us what you got.
It's the museum.
Oh, it's a lot of stuff.
We are live at the Wisco here in Madison for Bombastica, 27 years of Maximum Inc. Hey, Rob Roberts, you're at the studio, brother. We really appreciate you taking the role, man.
Happy to be here, man. Happy to be here.
Do you want a beer? You want a rum and coke or what?
Yeah, someone on over.
All right, we'll do that.
Means to these folks. Like gave her a wild rose, gathered up
Mrs. K. Get off Mr. K. And listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Blacker Brothers Band on Max Inc. Radio. You're listening to a very special episode. Live stuff happening at the Wisco. It's Boombastica.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown